from Puck, the Comic Weekly, The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, is in South America now, together with his fellow adventurers, Lil DeVril and Kolu, and their friend Ramon O'Reilly. The four of them are driving across the barren, waterless pampas, en route to the ranch estate of Ramon's father, far to the south. Because they fear that old Senor O'Reilly may be in serious danger, they have been moving along as rapidly as possible. But now, as they race through a narrow, rocky gorge, they are overtaken by a powerful limousine that seems determined to crowd them off the road and into an abandoned irrigation ditch. Kolu, who is at the wheel of Jim's car, blows his horn frantically.
Come on, Jim. Oh, the car won't move one inch.
No, Kolu, and I don't think he's going to.
Jim, he's trying to force us into that ditch down there.
Yes, Miss Lil. And another car wants to kill us.
Kolu, how are the brakes?
Very good. Stop on handkerchief.
Fine. And when I get the signal, slam them on.
But, one, Jim, if I put brakes on so fast, maybe we turn over.
Have to risk it, Kolu. The best chance of pulling through. All right, Kolu, now. Oh. Hey, we're sliding into a ditch.
And we're going to turn over.
Watch out for the glass. Oh, everybody all right?
Well, I think I am, Jim, outside of a few bruises.
I'm glad that's all. Ramon, what about you?
He's all right, Paul, Jim.
Huh?
Bump on head put him to sleep for a while.
Oh, I can see one bump that looks like a beauty. Kolu, do you think we can get him out if I pull and you push?
Yes, Paul, Jim.
Good. And I'll get myself out through this window here.
Oh, careful, Jim. That broken glass is like a razor.
Thanks, Lil. I'm watching it. Yeah, now I'm clear.
How'd I go?
Say, Jim, how is it out there in the wide open spaces?
Fine. Our murdering friend is nowhere in sight.
Good.
Give me a hand, Lil. I'll get you out.
Here you are, Jim. A Holloway.
All right.
That does it. Gee, thanks, Jim. It's mighty nice to be out of that chicken coop.
Now I'll get Ramon and Kolu out. Kolu, ready now?
Yes, one, Jim.
All right, then. I've got Ramon by the shoulders. I'll pull and you push him from the hips. Let's go. Gosh, he's a dead weight. Can't touch him at all. What's the trouble, Kolu? Is he caught somewhere down here?
Yeah, there's one, Jim. Maybe we better not try to move him until he wakes up and can help us.
Can't wait for that, Kolu. Sun's getting hotter by the minute. Isn't safe to leave either of you trapped in there any longer than we have to.
Jim, huh? I know how to bring Ramon around.
Yes, Lil, how?
The canteens that we filled back in town before we started on this little jaunt. I think I can reach one. Wait a minute. Yep, I got it.
Oh, good. And here's a clean cloth.
Thanks. Now, hold it up, will you? There now. The first rate cold compress. I'll put it on Ramon's forehead. There we are. Now, let's hope for the best.
Yeah, nice going, Lil.
Oh, well, thanks for packing all those canteens. It's your idea, you know.
Well, Ramon told us we'd have to cross a stretch of desert on the road south to his father's ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I never expected anything like this. A little cross between the Dust Bowl and the Grand Canyon.
Gee, it makes me thirsty just to look at it.
My head.
Oh,
say, Lil.
Serious?
Your cold compress worked.
Yeah.
Ramon's coming, too. I'll get him out of the car now. And Kolu, too. Then we'll see if we can't push that jalopy back on its four wheels again. Try to make some mileage before night.
Well, perhaps it doesn't run very well, but at least it's running.
Thanks to Ramon. Senor, I didn't know you were so handy with an engine.
It was nothing, Jim. Do not forget that I'm a graduate engineer.
Ramon, so much has happened so fast since we first started this expedition, I really had forgotten. Engineer, eh? Say, Ramon, I'll bet that explains it.
Explains what, Jim?
This whole campaign to keep you from leaving the States in the first place, and then to keep you from reaching your father's ranch.
Yes?
And that fellow who tried to push us off the road, I'm sure he's part of it, too.
Oh, yes. Kolu and I saw him back in Rosario this morning. He tried to keep the merchants from renting us a car.
Well, sure, Ramon. And we haven't seen the last of him either. He and his buddies are going to keep right on trying to stop you from getting to Palacio O'Reilly until we make them quit. They don't want any engineer showing up down there and finding out what's really going on.
Yes, but Jim, that crazy driver had his chance to get us back in that narrow gorge, and he missed.
Mm-hmm.
We're out in the open country now. What can he do?
I don't know, Lil. But I'll feel a whole lot better when we get past that formation of rocks and boulders over there to the left.
What?
See it? To the left there, about 100 yards off the road.
Oh, Oh, yes. That looks like an old-fashioned Ford.
Yeah, it certainly does. One man inside it with a machine gun or a repeating rifle and lots of shells could hold this section of the road just about as long as he wanted.
Step on a color. The fellow has a machine gun. Let's get out of here. No, Sergeant. Bullets from that
engine. We stay here.
And with a final gasp, the car rolls to a halt right within range of the machine gun that has been firing upon them from behind the rock formation. Can Jim and his friends manage to get out of the spot they're in now? We'll see if they do in just a moment when we return to our adventure of Jungle Jim. But right now, you know it's good to sit back and relax, let your imaginations run wild, do a little daydreaming. And that's where Puck Comic Weekly comes in. You'll find page after page in brilliant full color of events and people who live in an exciting dream world. That's why Puck, the Comic Weekly, makes reading time adventure time. That's why grown-ups and youngsters in over 7 million homes wouldn't miss a single issue. And it's why the Sunday papers that distribute Puck, the Comic Weekly, are the leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. So ask for the Sunday paper that carries Puck, the Comic Weekly, every week. When you see the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, you're looking at America's favorite funnies. And now to an unexpected turn of events that will directly concern Jungle Jim. Jim and his three companions have just been fired upon by a machine gun as their automobile rolled past a group of huge rocks overlooking the road on which they've been driving across the pampas. Jim has just called out to Kolu, who's behind the wheel.
Open her up, Kolu. Let's get out of here.
No, Swan Jim. Bullets past engine. We stay here.
Hey! What's the big idea?
Lil, did he hit you?
No, but he put holes in our canteen. All but one of them.
Oh, that's really bad in these parts of the pampas. There's no drinking water for many miles.
Don't worry about the water problem when we get to it. Right now, the big danger is coming at us from behind those rocks.
It's only a matter of time before he hits us.
Maybe. But let's make it pretty tough for him to do it.
How, Jim?
Well, the first thing to do is turn over this old jalopy into a little fort of our own. Lil,
yeah.
You take the rifles.
All right.
Here.
Yeah.
And these shells.
I got them.
Good. We all have our revolvers,
yeah,
right?
I have mine.
Okay, now listen. When I say the word, we're all going to pile out of this car and hit the dirt road right next to it, keeping the car between us and our kill friend.
Yeah.
We'll give him time to throw one burst of fire at us, but he'll not hit us because he'll fire too high. Then we get up fast and pull the jalopy down and over on its side toward us.
Uh-huh.
That'll be our fort.
See, that's all a right, good idea.
Now, you all set?
Yeah.
Good. Let's go. Hit the dirt!
Right.
Let's go. Everybody all right?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm fine.
Good. Okay, then. Up we go. Take hold of the tops of the door frame.
All right, here we go.
The roof of the jalopy. Right. Pull down and over now.
Yeah,
that does it. Oh, battle wagon rolled right over. Gave us a bulletproof shield. There, you see? As long as we squat back here, we'll be 100% safe.
But, Jim, we can't stay here forever. That gunman will figure out a way to get to us sooner or later.
He might, Lil, if we let him. But we won't. We're going after him first.
Well, how? Jim, he's got a machine gun. Maybe grenades, too, for all we know. And all we have to argue with is four revolvers and one express rifle.
Sure, Lil. But we haven't fired a shot at him yet. He doesn't know what we have or if we have any guns.
That's true.
Now, if we go up against him right away, we'll have the element of surprise in our favor.
That sounds pretty good to me, Jim. How do we work it?
All right, now listen. I move out to the right while you three divert the killer's attention with some revolver fire.
Good.
Then, Kolo moves out to the left. And you and Lil cover him the same way.
Sure.
Okay.
Then, when Kolo and I are out there in position, we open fire with our revolvers. Now, it's almost impossible for us to hit him, so chances are he'll get overconfident, careless, and expose himself a bit.
Oh.
And then Lil may get a shot at him with my express rifle.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, it's certainly worth trying, Jim.
One, Jim. Maybe better Kolo go out first.
Oh, no. No, you don't, Kolo. This is my idea, and I'm the one to see if it works. Now, just count 10 after I go. Then you push off. All right? All right now, gang. I'm on my way.
Careful now.
Let's hear that sender.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Kolo, go now.
And we'll cover you.
Sure thing.
Ramon, how's Jim making out?
Fine, Lil. He's managed to find a little bit of cover, too. Behind those boulders over there.
Uh-huh. And Kolo's just getting set over to the left. Yeah, yeah, he's in position now. He's looking over toward Jim.
Jim's about to give the signal.
Yeah.
Get set with that rifle, Lil.
I am, Ramon. All set.
Good. That's it. That's Jim with his revolver. And Colo's moving in. Now's our cue to join the party, too.
In just about a minute.
Yes. Down in, now.
Right.
That must have scared him.
Maybe. But I don't think I touched him. I'll try another just as soon as I can see. There. I think I see him. No, I must have seen a shadow. All I hit was rock.
Wait.
Hmm?
Maybe there's nothing else to hit there.
What do you mean, Ramon?
Well, maybe the killer has left. After all, we haven't heard a shot out of him for several minutes.
Say, that's right. Maybe he gave up and pulled out, huh?
I hope so, Lil. Because Jim and Kolu are getting to their feet. They're going to charge that fort.
Yeah.
And if he's still in there with that machine gun, that will be murder.
Ramon, let's give them all the help we can. Start shooting!
That's right, Lil. The killer pulled out bag and baggage.
When we get behind Rock, we see his car moving off far down the road.
Practically flying.
But why, Jim? He had us at his mercy.
He still has us at his mercy, Lil.
Ramon, you mean he'll come back and try again?
He does not have to in order to kill us. He expects the Pampas to do that for him.
Ramon, are they that bad?
Yes, Jim. Here is perhaps the worst spot in all of my country. Rocks, rubble, dust. And no water nearer than 30 miles.
And exactly one canteen for the four of us. Wait a minute. I left it in the car when we turned it over. I'll go and see if it's still there. Oh, Jim! It's full of holes, too!
So Jungle Jim and his companions start another race for life. This time against the South American desert. And their own thirst. Will Jim and his friends find water in time? Be with us next week when we continue this dangerous and exciting adventure of Jungle Jim.